My name is Clarence Rick Napier, CEO at 321 BizDev LLC, a consulting firm based in Sacramento County, California. Our website is 321bizdev.com. 321 BizDev is not a marketing company. 321 BizDev is a sales systems and business development company supporting attorneys, CPAs, corporate dental franchisers, independent dentists, home health providers, home builders, medical groups, plastic surgeons, insurance brokers, real estate brokers, restaurants, tattoo shops, boutique shops, hairstylists, HVAC companies, and plumbers. With 8 years experience working as a Fortune 500 company sales manager in Los Angeles, I'm also a military veteran and a former San Francisco club DJ. I started 321 BizDev LLC in 2014 to help small business owners with front-end sales activities training not available to 99% of small business owners. 321 BizDev provides expert sales productivity and sales performance solutions for growth that work. Every solution we discuss on this podcast, 321 BizDev can perform. I can be reached at 726-999-0999. The title of today's podcast episode is Taking a Look at a Marv Levy Quote. If it's too hard for them, it's just right for us. Hello, podcast listeners. Today is May 26, 2021. And gaining experience or not gaining experience over time can either be a blessing or a curse. Only time will tell. Today's podcast episode is about Marv Levy's statement that he made. And Marv Levy was the NFL Buffalo Bills coach from 1986 to 1997. And Marv Levy is credited with the phrase, "If it's too hard for them, it's just right for us." Now, I recall a version of this phrase because my military commander must have heard Coach Levy use the phrase because my commanding officer modified it and told us, the military soldiers, if it's too tough for them, it's just right for us. And the timing for my commander to use Marv Levy's phrase is just about right because I served in a combat unit from 1985 to 1992. At first thought, blog article readers and podcast listeners may feel the phrase, if it's too hard for them, it's just right for us. You might feel this phrase is 100% arrogant and belittling to others. So my response, if you feel that the phrase is arrogant and belittling, my response comes with the caveat. Readers and listeners are probably right at first glance that the phrase sounds arrogant and belittling. But here's my caveat. The phrase is arrogant and belittling if a person has never tried to succeed at something requiring massive effort. I got to tell listeners and readers that there is a huge confidence gap between putting your human energy into something requiring little effort and succeeding versus something requiring massive effort and succeeding. Effort in both situations is commendable. Success is success regardless if the task demands little effort or massive effort. For example, changing your oil on your car for the first time feels like an overwhelming task. But after you change your oil a few times, the overwhelming task now becomes elementary, requiring little effort on your part. In contrast, parenting looks like it requires little effort until the parent realizes that the child moving through the newborn, the toddler, the kindergarten, the first grade, the preteen, and the teenager stages requires massive effort. Raising children is a 24/7, 365 task for 18 years and sometimes years thereafter. Selling is an industry where no one really wants to put in major effort, but everyone wants the money from putting in little to no effort. Using social media marketing to find new clients is a perfect example of applying very little effort in exchange for the hope of big financial rewards. Unfortunately, little in life that is worthwhile comes without putting in some major effort. The reason why selling is perceived as tough, requiring major human effort, is because people in the sales industry, both newbies and many veterans, see interacting with others as an unconquerable obstacle. Marv Levy's phrase, "If it's too hard for them, it's just right for us," does not tell the whole story why people feel certain things in life are not too tough. The phrase is misleading. In selling, people assume that great salespeople are born that way, and that is not true. Good salespeople learn sales systems just like good athletes have good trainers. There is a cause and effect relationship with putting in major effort and getting good results. For people interested in learning how the tough sales industry can be simple, the good news is getting more experience is only a decision away. If this podcast episode provoked some deep thought about improving your sales performance, please do not hesitate to contact me, Rick Napier, at 726-999-0999. Interested parties can also visit 321bizdev.com/services to complete a 5-minute questionnaire so 321bizdev can learn more about your current sales situation or learn about your current or past experiences with trying to improve sales performance. Please complete the questionnaire and a 321bizdev specialist will contact you within 2 business days. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast episode. Make it a great day.